Assuming that the deceased didn't also manage to falsify her genetic makeup, then we now know that Laura Rabinsky lived under a false name for 3 years. But her previous employers got to her in the end, Decker concluded. It was particularly stupid of this woman, Cotton said, to cheat the mafia in New York and then remain in the city. Stupid, yes, John D. High remarked, but professionally stupid. She didn't just have false papers. She had a completely false identity, along with everything that that entails. And when I say everything, I mean everything. What's included in everything? Cotton grinned. Please pardon the question, but it could be useful to me if I ever want to quit and you don't want to let me go. Not to worry, Mr. High sighed. I will make myself personally responsible for your early retirement if you continue to be as much of a nuisance as you were on your...